Hi guys, it's me, Colleen. I started this podcast a long time ago, but I haven't been posting anything. So it's time to post something. Long story short, it's no more spring, no more spring, whatever it is. Anyway, so I got a longboard. I've been learning how to longboard, and I'm getting good at it. And I'm about to buy one for my brother. So I think it's gonna be good. It feels good to get something for someone you love, you know. So I got myself this brand called a longboard called Arbor. Is that how you read it? It's ARBOR, and then also another one for my brother called Globe. My brother's longboard is about $190, and no, sorry, 225 euros. So it's about, say, how much would that be? About 240 euros, dollars. So mine is $190. Damn, his longboard is more expensive than mine. Anyway, so forget that one. So what have I been doing? I have been working for two jobs, saving some money, paid my rent, went for hay removal. What else? What else? What else? Got myself a new flash drive. It is 64 gig. Anything else? Yeah, me and my girlfriend have been having some hard, tough time because she hasn't been giving me a call. I don't know. Girls are weird. I know they say guys don't message us, but then they don't message you, and then they don't call you, and so my friends interpret it as if like she's no longer interested in you, and it's like a sign that she wants to break up with you. But then she says, "I love you more than you love me," and I'm like, I don't know. It's a contradiction. So anyway, I've been listening to some podcasts. I got The Handmaid's Tale audiobook from Audible. It's good. It is good. So if you have Audible account, maybe you should check out The Handmaid's Tale. It's not an advertisement. Wouldn't do one. Nobody's gonna sponsor me. Fuck this. Anyway. What else? I haven't been so productive, probably because of two jobs. I'm pretty tired. I work day and night. I get about 3 4 hours for myself. And it's summer, can enjoy summer. I haven't been able to swim. And honestly, I feel lonely. I mean, it's depressing to work for two jobs. But then when you have to save some money, you gotta work for two jobs. It is how it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? What else? I haven't been sleeping enough, again, because of two jobs. But hey, you gotta do it, you know. What else? I keep on saying what else. And because this is spontaneous, so it's not like I really plan podcasting. Like, I didn't plan my podcast. Wouldn't do it for now. But when I get better at it, I'll do it. Because I'm Batman. Oh yeah, I watched Batman Beyond. It's good. It's different. So Terry McGinnis is the Batman. I don't know when it was made, but it looks like this cartoon was made in 80s, 90s, and so it's the future Batman. So basically, Bruce Wayne gets retired. It's because there's a problem with his heart. When he uses the suit, he's got a suit like Iron Man's suit. Then when he uses the suit, he sort of gets like, sort of like his heart aches, or like he gets about like. It's like he's about to get heart attack. And anyway, so then Terry McGinnis, a guy who's sort of his assistant, becomes the new Batman, and then Bruce Wayne is like Alfred, and then so they're fighting crime. So it was good, and finally he becomes part of Justice League, the future Justice League, and then it ended. I don't know. It was a good Batman. So I finished that one. And then the 16th season of Family Guy ended, watch the last episode. And the same goes for 29th season of Simpsons. Also, that one ended and watched the last one. I've been watching some stuff on Netflix. Oh, Luke Cage. I've been watching Luke Cage on Netflix. I thought I finished the first season, but then turns out I didn't. And probably after that, I'm gonna see what was Jessica Jones. I've already seen Daredevil, The Defenders, Iron Fist. Who else was there? Yeah.
Oh, it's good, but I don't feel like with you. I'm sleepy. I don't feel like watching something. I used to watch some stuff on Netflix, so many stuff, but now I just feel like I'm paying, like, it feels like gym, you know, like you're so eager to get that gym membership, and then when you get it, you no longer go to gym. So Netflix feels like that right now for me. So I hope that passes. Like, I hope I go through this one. I get over with it. So Netflix is good. Yeah, it's got some good shows, and I kind of like the way it's doing some stuff. You know, like we used to need Hollywood, like TV channels, and so they would make like TV shows and movies, and we had to watch them. But now Netflix is creating like something new. You know, it's changing the way we see things. You know, you can see things on your mobile phone. Well, you can do it with even TV channels, but you know, it's just that you can save it on your phone, and you can watch it, see the progress, you know, save your shows. It's good, worth the money. I was planning to do a bicycle tour this summer, but looks like I'm not gonna be able to do it because gotta save some money. I was planning to study, but I haven't been able to study. I don't feel like productive, you know, like when you work for two jobs, you have no time for yourself, and you really don't have mental strength to, you know, do something. I'm feeling like that. I've been eating too much ice cream, like two, three ice creams a day. Yeah, cups of ice cream, let's say, or scoops of ice cream. But I've been eating Magnums, three, four Magnums, three, four. It's like, so there's this Magnum called Black Forest. I've been eating Black Forest. Yeah, public transportation is getting annoying here. By the way, I live in Istanbul. I'm a Turkish citizen, but I'm not Turkish, I'm Kurdish. And therefore, my English may not be perfect, but I'm trying my best, guys, you know. I used to be Muslim, but I quit Islam. I quit all religions. I mean, like, religions are just trouble for me. So I feel like if you do good, you know, good things will happen. That's it. That's my philosophy. That's my motto. Yeah, that's my motto. I mean, like, I don't treat people bad. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I drink sometimes, occasionally. But you know, I don't hurt people. I don't gossip. This is good enough. And I really don't feel like religions are what we need. I feel like we all need financial freedom. If we all had financial freedom, then we would be able to think clearly, choose a religion we like, you know. Or maybe we wouldn't need religions. Like, if we all had financial freedom, and then if science was advanced, maybe we could find all the answers, you know, about religions, the God. I still feel like whatever Jesus or Muhammad or Moses did, and it was just like a way of changing our perception, like, you know, how we perceive things. Like, maybe when Muhammad sort of divided the moon into two pieces, maybe it was just mind controlling us. I don't know. Maybe when Jesus revived somebody, maybe it was mind controlling us. You know, maybe first they made us believe that somebody died, and it sort of made us believe he revived them. So, you know, how can you know? There's no way you can know it. We can't travel in time. We can't. And then we can know, like, if they were telling the truth. And, you know, by all means, I respect, you know, all those religions, people who believe in them. but I just don't feel like believing in them. So don't get mad at me, people. I just feel like, you know, science is better. At least you get to see the answers. You make an experiment, or you have a theory, and then you try to verify them, and you know, at least you get a proof. If there's no proof, then you feel like, you know, doing something more, do more stuff, and, you know, like maybe improving your experiment, your theory. But religion isn't like that.
Anyway,
enough about religions. It's late. I'm damn sleepy. Enough about religions. Tomorrow I'm buying a longboard from my brother. Yeah, I forgot to say I'm buying it tomorrow. I said it as if I already own it. Yeah, it's good. Getting a longboard tomorrow. It's gonna be good, baby. My brother is gonna be super duper happy. It's that goddamn longboard is more expensive than mine. Mine is about $190. His is about $240. Damn, that's expensive, boys. Yeah, it is expensive, but it's worth it. Worth it. Yeah, I forgot to say I work for two jobs, and both of my jobs are hotel business. So I'm a manager at one hotel, a reception at another hotel, and I'm just trying to make some income. Damn. Yeah, and boys and girls, I don't know, like whoever is listening to this podcast, I need some advice about relationship. I don't know if I'm doing wrong, my girlfriends, or people I dated with. I just can't click with girls anymore. This doesn't mean I'm gay. I just can't click with some of them. I click with some girls, but then, you know, there's distance. Sometimes they have boyfriends. Sometimes, I mean, just there's always a reason why we can't be together. I want to be with someone. And I didn't have sex for 1 year, man. Not 1 year. On September, it's going to be 1 year that I didn't have sex. Oh, man. 1 year. Fuck. There was this movie. Like, Elijah Wood is a main character. So there's this guy who is chopping a wood. You wouldn't say chopping, but yeah, let's just say chopping a wood. And he says, the guy who's chopping the wood says, I haven't had sex for 3 years. And Elijah Wood is 18, and the name of the movie is 18. So he says, you know what? I haven't had sex for 18 years. Like, it made me laugh for real. It was good. Anyway, I think I should end this podcast, or like voice diary, let's call it. So thanks for listening. Pollen allergy. I gave it this name because it was spring and I have pollen allergy. So I thought it was fun. And I hope you like it. If you don't, it's fine. I'll improve it. I'll get better at it. And my future podcast will definitely be better. Good night.